Hi, this is Stephanie Hall, and welcome to week two of the Waste Management Cleanse and Coaching Program. This is the part two audio recording for Nutrition 101, the Detox Lifestyle. Did you know that the foods that we eat make up who we are? They make up our cells and our tissues, and they have a direct impact on our life, our energy, our weight, and our mood. Do you ever consider the foods that you are eating and their source? It is really important that we fuel our bodies with the best so that we can look and feel our very best. During part one of this module, we covered the benefits of incorporating dark leafy green vegetables and the different ways to incorporate dark leafy green vegetables for weight loss, increased energy, healing, and glowing skin. During part two of this module, we will be taking a look at the foods that help to stabilize our blood sugar levels and that also provide us with long-lasting energy. We will also look at the foods that help to balance out a nutritional meal and that leave us feeling satisfied and fulfilled. During this module, we will be covering complex carbohydrates and plant-based sources of protein. When I was working in the corporate world, I woke up always tired. I pushed through my day feeling tired and fatigued. I ate lunch and received a slight burst of energy. And then, very shortly after, I crashed, feeling fatigued again and ready to go home and take a nap. I was totally unmotivated to do any form of physical activity or live a passionate, meaningful life. I then changed my food and everything changed. And this is the information that I'm sharing with you in part one and part two of this module. During this week, I really hope to encourage you to incorporate these foods and a healthier alternative to the foods that are not so good for you. I have personally found that these two food groups, complex carbohydrates and plant-based protein sources, are the most controversial within our culture with regard to if we even need to consume these food groups. And if we do, what form these food groups should be consumed in. So let's dig into this module and I'll explain a little bit more on what I'm referring to. We will first take a look at complex carbohydrates. Complex carbohydrates, or sometimes we refer to them in general as carbs, get a bad rap within our culture. And they are often avoided like the plague, especially for persons who are trying to lose weight. But today I'm going to share with you that not all carbs are created equal. There are simple carbohydrates, which are refined and chemically processed and are known to wreak havoc on our blood sugar levels, often resulting in fatigue and weight gain. And then there are complex carbohydrates, which the body absorbs slowly, and they are known to provide the body with nourishment and sustained high-quality energy. So, essentially, we want to consume complex carbohydrates. However, if you're still unclear of what makes up a simple carbohydrate versus a complex carbohydrate, here are just a few examples of what I'm referring to. Simple carbohydrates are your white breads, white pasta, and wheat pasta. Yes, wheat is not ideal. Check out the book Wheat Belly by Dr. William Davis for the science behind it all. You can also find more information on this on my blog. Donuts are also an example of complex carbohydrates. Bagels. All of these are simple carbohydrates that are heavily processed and provide us with a false sense of energy. which spike our blood sugar levels, but then leave our blood sugar levels crashing shortly after and hungry for more food and real nourishment. An example of a complex carbohydrates include quinoa. I know you may have never heard of this, but you will learn more about it. Millet and amaranth, which are unprocessed whole grains that absorb slowly in the body, providing the body with maintained blood sugar levels and high quality energy. These are the carbohydrates and complex carbohydrates that we want to consume. Whole grains are an excellent source of nutrition as they contain essential enzymes, iron, dietary fiber, vitamin E, and B-complex vitamins. Please be sure to refer to the Waste Management Cleanse shopping list and the Jumpstart Guide in week one for the grains that are recommended for consumption during the program. These grains are selected due to the alkaline effect that they have on the body. Some of the more popular grains that you may have even heard of include buckwheat, which is also referred to as kasha, oats or whole groats, oatmeal in the form of rolled oats, amaranth, barley, bulgur, cornmeal, which is also referred to as polenta, couscous, which is really good substitute to rice, kamut, millet, quinoa, spelt, wild rice. All of these whole grains are easy to prepare. They balance out plant meals nicely and allow for you to be satisfied after a meal, which is usually the concern for most people when incorporating more plant-based foods. Be sure to refer to the action guide for this week to see how to prepare these great grains along with yummy recipes that I've included as well. The second food group that we're going to look at today is protein. So here's the deal with protein. While our culture puts a lot of focus on having enough protein, essentially the focus should be on amino acids, which are the building blocks of protein. It is important to know that amino acids are crucial for vital functions, regulation, and maintenance of our bodies. So while our bodies do make its own supply of amino acids, we also must get some from our food to keep us strong and to provide our cells and tissues with crucial nourishment. The Waste Management Cleanse is focused on plant-based sources of protein. So during this module, I will only focus on plant-based sources of protein, as many of you are already familiar with non-plant-based sources of protein, which typically include animal-based sources of protein. One of the primary hesitations that I get from people about eating an all-plant-based diet or going on a cleanse is, will I get enough protein to be healthy? Or they have a concern about being hungry all the time. However, you will be presently surprised that you will not be hungry and you will be getting everything that you need during this cleanse. Vegetable sources of protein are definitely ample sources of protein, and they actually are far more superior to many flesh foods with regard to the quantity and quality of their proteins. In addition to that, plant-based proteins are also more easily digested and less susceptible to bacterial contamination. Some of the primary plant-based sources of protein are spirulina, and just in case you're still not quite sure what spirulina is, it is a blue-green algae, and it contains all of the 8 basic amino acids, and it is 65 to 71% protein. It is also great for fasting, adding it into your fresh-pressed juices or smoothies, and it helps with balancing out the blood sugar levels and providing the body with high-quality nourishment. Wheatgrass juice. which is also another cleansing drink, which is made up of 25% protein and contains 17 amino acids. It helps to detoxify the body and rejuvenate the body at the cellular level. Sprouted seeds are another source of plant-based protein. Nuts and seeds are a great complete protein source, but they should be consumed in moderation, especially if you are attempting to lose weight. Legumes is another great source of protein. Grains also provide plant-based source of protein. And be sure to refer to the Waste Management Cleanse shopping list for the recommended grains to consume during this cleanse. And one of my favorite grains that is very high in protein is quinoa. Remember, the goal for this cleanse is to minimize our waistline by eliminating waste from our bodies. So, for optimal digestion and elimination, it is recommended that your meals be made up of a plant-based protein source, and a vegetable or a starch or grain, complex carbohydrates, which we went over today, or vegetables. So protein and vegetable, or grain and vegetable, or starch and vegetable. So just to recap the module for this week, we took a look at two new food groups, complex carbohydrates and plant-based sources of protein. We also looked at how these foods nourish us and benefit the body by nourishing our cells and tissues and providing us with lasting and sustained energy. We also reviewed a variety of foods from these two food groups and took a look at how they can easily be incorporated into the diet. So the goal for this week is to continue with the recommended action steps from the action guide in week one, as well as incorporating the recommended action steps for this week, which can be found in your action guide for week two. Also, be sure to refer to your action guide for recipes for this week, which will provide further support and guidance in helping you to be successful for this week. I also want to remind you that this program is set up to give you information gradually so that you have time to implement something new each week without overwhelm. If you have completed the action steps outlined in all of the action guides, you will be well prepared for the upcoming cleanse. Be sure to join me on the Waste Management Cleanse private Facebook group. If you haven't been granted access yet, contact me directly and I will add you to the group. Again, I'm here to support you all the way. This concludes part two of Nutrition 101, and here's to another successful cleansing week.